From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China announced that beginning Tuesday it will halt the import of North Korean coal, iron, iron ore, and seafood in the wake of the latest UN Security Council resolution over the North's banned nuclear and missile programs. China is Pyongyang's largest trading partner, but Tufts University analyst Sung-Yoon Lee says he doesn't think it amounts to much.
Even if China were to cut down on the import of seafood from North Korea or iron and iron ore, I don't think we'll see any change in North Korean behavior anytime soon.
Monday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he'll watch the actions of the U.S. before ordering the launch of missiles into waters near the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told reporters missiles launched toward the U.S. could escalate into war and vowed to take out any missile headed for Guam. In Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence said U.S. policy has had to change.
President Trump made it clear early this year that the era of strategic patience is over. The United States is putting all options on the table. We're marshaling the support of our allies in the region as well as China in unprecedented ways to isolate North Korea economically and diplomatically.
Defense Chief Mattis and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Monday the U.S. is seeking a diplomatic solution to the crisis. More than 300 are known dead and hundreds more have been made homeless after heavy rains caused flooding and mudslides that inundated Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone.
No, sir, the rain will come for a long time.
The Deputy Chief Medical Director of Connaught Hospital said the rains lasted a long time and people built unregulated homes on hillsides. Mud and flooding are often aggravated by deforestation and poor planning. This is VOA News. In Burkina Faso, 18 people, including eight foreigners, were killed early Monday at a Turkish restaurant in the capital Ouagadougou by gunmen. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This survivor said when he heard gunfire, he ran upstairs, saw two patrons already wounded, and tried to help them to the top floor, where gunmen found them and pointed their weapons at them. The two attackers were killed by security forces. More than 20, including five security force members, were wounded. A nearby cafe hotel was targeted in January last year, leaving 30 dead. President Donald Trump Monday again condemned those behind Saturday's racially charged rally that turned violent in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
Mr. Trump vowed anyone who committed racist violence would be held accountable. He paid tribute to the three who lost their lives Saturday, including a 32-year-old paralegal who had gone to the rally to protest against white nationalists. Two Virginia State policemen who were monitoring the protests from the air were killed when their helicopter crashed. In southern Yemen Monday, a bomb blast killed at least 12 people in the city of Ka'ataba in Dalaya province. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the area is known to be active for al-Qaeda and Islamic State militants. The U.S. Defense Department Monday said two U.S. soldiers were killed accidentally Sunday in northern Iraq as a result of friendly artillery fire. The artillery unit was targeting an Islamic State mortar position at the time. Five other soldiers were wounded. Zambian opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema Monday pleaded not guilty to plotting to overthrow the government of President Edgar Lungu during testimony at a treason trial in a Lusaka courtroom. He was arrested in April after being accused of trying to block the president's motorcade. The opposition United Party for National Development said it expects the charges to be dropped later this week. Tensions have been high since nearly 50 opposition lawmakers were suspended in March after refusing to sit for a speech by Mr. Lungu. Pakistan Monday marked 70 years of independence since partition from British India in 1947. Security was tight following Saturday's bombing attack on a military vehicle in the southern city of Quetta that killed at least 14 people. U.S. stock values advanced, powered by technology issues Monday following last week's sell-off amid concerns about rising tensions with North Korea. At the close of Monday action, the benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average Index gained more than 135 points to 21,993. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.